program, and it is happy time. And the time is 7 after the hour. Jennifer, remember, happy time. Because when we get started in the conversation every hour at 7 past the hour, I feel like an orchestra. If you're following the stream, the video stream at DougStephan.com, I feel like I'm an orchestra conductor. Here I am. Often I wave my hands around anyway for emphasis. That's what we do.
Emphasis.
Sometimes, yeah. Emphasis, right. And the first syllable is Jim and Jay. Actually, always happy when Jennifer and Rich and I and Jay Kumar can get together to talk about the mind-body connection. We have actually another sort of integral part to the conversation as we get started in this hour. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. There are a number of different ways of finding out what he's all about, drjkumar.com. I love Living Your Light, which is a great service that you offer, Jay. A lot of brightness comes out of that. Some of the teaching that you do around not only the West Coast, but all around the country, they are cool. So anyway, there are a lot of new paradigms that we want to put together here. And one of them has to do with wit and wisdom and intelligence. Jim Kelly is a listener to this program. We're going to introduce you to him in a moment, and we'll see what Jay and he cook up in terms of what are the things that bring you wisdom and intelligence. How is it that you can increase both of your quotients of those things? Coming right up here on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
10 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. As I said, Dr. Jay Kumar is here every week at this time. He is really a special influence on all of us in terms of thinking about stuff, maybe in a different way. Stuff is what it's all about. And as a result of him being here and us having a listener named Jim Kelly, who has a very interesting life story, Jay, actually, done lots of different things. He has written a book called What Are Wisdom and Intelligence? By an average Jim, as opposed, I suppose, to an average Joe. So, average Jim, say hi to Dr. Jay. You're not average Jim. Nobody is. Jay's not average. I'm not claiming to be average. And neither is Rich or Jennifer. So, you're on thin ice if you want us to believe that you're just another average guy.
Well, I definitely, well, you were talking earlier, I said those who live in the country pee in the country.
That's it. Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, just nice. To give Jay that background, earlier this morning, Jay, Rich and Jennifer decided to make a big thing out of me going outside. When Charlotte has to go out to pee, I go out to pee.
And it's a natural thing. It's been going on for millions of years. Door.
So what? Jim, he doesn't have a problem with it, right, Jim?
Well, no, we have it. You've seen the picture. Or I don't know if you've looked at the picture on the photo, but it's a couple horses, and I've got the same situation. Yeah.
He's in the country. He goes outside. Don't make a big thing out of it.
You're out in the South 40, no problem, okay? And you got to get in a pickup truck to get back to the bathroom. But when you leave your house to go outside to go to pee in your front yard, then I'm going to ride you on it.
All right, okay? So Jim is a fellow who has in this book, Jay. What are wisdom and intelligence? A lot of moral teachings. And I wonder if Richie would like us to think that what I've done is immoral. Hardly.
No, it's not immoral.
We have a lot of people who are moralists trying to teach their morality. Are there basic truths here? That's what I wanted to have, Jay. I kind of want to get to the basic truths that pretty much apply to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll pitch in and say, you know, Jim, it's really great to, you know, have you here. It's good to meet you at least virtually here. And there's really something I wanted to say, you know, but something that I've studied in my background in neuroscience and consciousness studies. I think for me, wisdom and intelligence are, as Jim points out, are really two different things. I feel that intelligence is something which is acquired and learned over time. True wisdom is something which is innate and comes from deep within. And it's only through life experiences that we become wise, we become aware of what's going on in the world. Intelligence, at the end of the day, is something that comes and goes, but it's true wisdom, our connection to each other, a connection to the planet, a connection to nature. That is what inspires our wisdom. And just going through life experiences, it sounds like Jim, I just going through your website. It sounds like you've acquired, you've gained a lot of wisdom in your life, which I'd love to hear about, that you talk about.
Well, you know, when I initially wrote the book, I wrote the book just for my kids because I'd always wanted to. I wasn't a good father, and as you read the book, you'll find out.
You were not a good father in your opinion or other people's opinion?
I would think in anybody's opinion. When you read the book, you would understand. But there's, as I watched my mother-in-law pass away with Robin and saw the things that was going on in her life, she talked me into saying, well, Jim, you should write your story down for your kids. So I did. And as I started to write, it became natural, you know, to do 2,000 words a day, and it got exciting, and I kept having these little epiphanies of thoughts and things that, you know, as I looked back at my life, reminiscing about my life as I wrote the book, that is, I think, what, you know, taking the time to sit down and look at yourself is what makes you a better person, and looking at how you've achieved what you've done or what you had done in your life in the past or, you know, what you're doing at that moment, those kinds of moments are what make you a better person, is if you take the time. But if you're so distracted, as you may have read in my little query that I sent you, if you're totally distracted by all of the other things, you know, that's why I love you guys' show. You guys aren't so distracted by all the politics and all the horror
of
the world.
No, we're distracted by peeing outside my front door. That's
exactly.
What we get distracted with. Yeah.
You know, if you're not distracted by all those things, then your wisdom, you can find your own wisdom, and you can find your own strength in yourself. I apologize for what I said at the beginning. I said something to the effect of, you know, that there are a lot of intelligent people out there that know the answers, but sometimes it's very difficult for a person, say an average or below average person, to sit and read that type of book and really understand or get, you know, the 10 steps of what can help you be a better person. They don't get that. And I think what my book has done is it's, in a strange way, it's opened a door to some of the really below average or average people that, you know, they don't have they don't have the intelligence, I guess you could say, the reading, writing, and arithmetic to sit down and read a really good...
The nice way to put it is they don't have the skills. Jay, what about getting to more people? By the way, at the bottom of the cover of the book are the words, simple things in life that save us all. There are simple, basic truths that can be applied no matter what your IQ to living a good life, I think, anyway. Jay?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, in something we talk about, in consciousness studies or neuroscience, there are different forms of intelligence. And we kind of think of, like, intelligence being mental, but I actually think that there's an emotional intelligence or emotional wisdom. Mm-hmm. And there's a spiritual wisdom. I think what Jim is really kind of talking about here, and something I think I really believe, is that intelligence is a product of our brain, whereas wisdom is a product of our heart and soul.
Amen.
And that really, I think, encapsulates to me the distinction between the two. Wisdom is something that you can't learn in a book. Wisdom is something you can't read off the internet. Wisdom is something that you only gain by life experiences. And the things that really make us wise and better people are are sometimes the challenges in life. As Jim was saying, I think all of us here have experienced at some point in our life sorrow, death, pain. But those are all teachers, as are also joy, love, and compassion. And that's what really makes us wise people. And those are the real truths in life, is love, compassion, family, friends, nature. Everything else is all secondary.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just interesting to hear you say those kinds of things, in my own...
Why do you find it intriguing?
It's beautiful, because everything he's saying is so intelligent and it's very wise, and I mention the exact same things that I have a part in the book where it talks about we get distracted by the realities, the so-called realities of life, when the reality of life is we breathe, we eat, and we have, and then I added the same things he said in my book, compassion and love and things like that. Those are the kinds of things. You know, one of the best teachers I talk to people all the time is, go, if you're really stressed, just walk around your house and look at things that are in your house. Remember the moment that you bought that shelf, or the moment that you made that shelf, and think about what you were feeling at that time, and get your mind away from the distractions, and you'll find your inner peace, I guess you could say. There's, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but, you know, we don't want to get into that conversation. But, you know, finding that peace, that's the reason the horses are on the front of the book, and the little things in life, and the little campfire. Mm-hmm. That's a basic average person's house that, you know, those horses, I mean, I took that picture after going to the bathroom outside, running around in my shorts and a T-shirt with a camera chasing the horses across the field. That's where that picture came from.
Hey, Richie, there are comrades in arms here everywhere.
We just started the Piers Outside Club of America.
Wait a minute. No, this is the better name of the group.
It's not just a matter.
It's the Piers Group.
How about the Wisdom?
That's right. The Wisdom Group. Excellent. Perfect. We're going to start a whole new movement, if you will.
I would love to talk to this guy that wrote. What's your name again? I'm sorry, I'm terrible.
Jay Kumar.
Dr. Jay Kumar.
Yeah.
You are very interesting. I would love to be able to talk to you sometime.
Well, you will be able to. Hold on just a second. We have to do a couple of things for the next few minutes, and then I think we ought to have a little more time with Jim and Jay together, and then we'll break Jay out of this. So, Jay, if you'll stick around. Jim, we'd like to give you another 4 or 5 minutes for this book. It's called What Are Wisdom and Intelligence? By an Average Jim. Not so average, as you can tell by listening to this conversation. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate, and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Thursday, the 1st of September. That kind of sticks in your craw. 3 weeks from today, the first day of fall. That sticks in everybody's craw.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Time now for our birthday list here. Now, I find it interesting that we are in television land here with the birthday of Greg Maharis. Greg Maharis was the star of Route 66.
Oh, I remember that show.
He was also in Rich Man, Poor Man. He was in a number of movies, Crash of Flight 101, Return to Fantasy Island, Murder on Flight 502. There's a lot of airplane movies. Anyways,
yeah, really?
The character's name was Buzz Murdoch on Route 66, a 60, one of those, it was Warner Brothers TV series. Okay, so anyway, he's 83.
What a cool name. I'm Buzz Murdoch.
Right, exactly. Born in the state in 1928. He looks a lot like George...
Plimpton? Hamilton?
No, Hamilton.
Washington?
Yeah. Very healthy looking guy. Yeah. He's tan and good looking.
So he looks like Leatherman.
No, he looks healthy.
Oh, okay.
The real Engelbert Humperdinck was born in this state in 1854. He was an opera composer, wrote the music to Hansel and Gretel, and of course we all know that his name was borrowed by pop singer Arnold Dorsey, who became Engelbert Humperdinck in this life. Next up from Laugh-In, Lily Tomlin's birthday is today. Lily Tomlin is 72. That gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
Wow. Huh?
Lily Tomlin. Yeah.
She's funny.
She really is. Seiji Ozawa, the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, born this date 1935. For those who are interested in that sort of thing. Al Geiberger, the PGA champion's birthday this date 1937. Happy birthday to Mary Jean is Lily's real name. It's Mary Jean Tomlin. All right. Let's see. She got the Emmy for the, for writing Lily, which is about her. The Paul Simon special she wrote and produced. She was very active both in front of the camera and behind the camera in her career. Good for her. Dave White. Ho! Richie!
There you go. Just for
hang it up. When the bell stops spinning,
you turn to when the chicken has a hot in your sock.
His name is Dave Tricker, born in the state 1940. Did At the Hop, Rock and Roll is Here to Stay, etc., etc., etc. Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
72 today. I think he's the only one who's left. Danny long ago is gone. Danny Maresca, I think, was his name. I remember him. Danny something Italian. Anyway. Greg Errico, one of the drummers with Sly and the Family Stone.
God, I love this.
Hey, Rich. That's awfully nice to know.
Great stuff.
You happy to hear that, Jennifer?
I'm so happy, Danny.
Just like you like Danny and the Juniors.
Right, exactly.
I'm all over
this. How about Don Stroud, the actor? You all know Don Stroud got a terrible hairpiece.
Do I?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Are you kidding? Go do a Google on him. In the Buddy Holly story, A Killer Inside Me, Prime Target, Coogan's Bluff, Mickey's Plane, Kate Loves a Mystery, The Second Dragnet. You absolutely recognize him, Ricky. Born in the state, 1943. Another great orchestra director, orchestra leader, Leonard Slatkin's birthday is today. Conducts the National Symphony Orchestra, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, born this date, 1945. There's Barry Gibb, born this date, 1946.
I know Barry Gibb.
Yep. 65 today. Wrote a lot of the songs for the Bee Gees, like Stayin' Alive, Night Fever, How Deep Is Your Love, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. It's all good. All good stuff. Let's see here. I think who's next? Oh, Gloria Estefan. Happy birthday to her on her 54th birthday. One of my faves, hopefully yours as well.
The relentless heat of summer has been terrible this year, but I've found a way to keep cool. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Sometimes what comforts me in humid, muggy Washington, where the warm air feels like a stuffy blanket, is the listing I keep in the weather option on my iPhone. Some of the coldest places on the planet. My favorite is Dutch Harbor, Alaska. Every time I check the temperature there, I think of fishermen chopping ice off their boats in the Bering Sea, and it doesn't really matter that they only have to do this in the Ophelia crab season in January. I just feel better somehow. I also check the temperature where some of my friends and relatives live. When Arizona gets hot, and it's usually a lot hotter than D.C., I feel almost smug. That worked until my cousin temporarily moved to Seattle. I don't check that one. I'm too jealous. The trick is to find things you can visualize and linger on these cooler images. So I keep a picture of my granddaughter on my desk. She's wearing a pink snowsuit and buried up to her chest in a New Hampshire blizzard. She was a baby then, and I always feel overly protective and nervous. Then I'm glad it's hot. And finally, my last-ditch resort is NOAA's South Pole webcam. But today, there are no snowy images. It's too cold down there. So cold at the bottom of the world that the camera is shut off for the winter. And this makes my blood boil. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles.
Are you America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade? We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn and Dr. Jay Kumar is here. Check out his website, drjkumar.com. He does lectures all around the country, and you can get the basic gist of what his themes are by just listening to him here or going to the website. But he has a lot of great, helpful, sort of the thing that I like to have in front of your ears, sort of follow up and make consistent our message of being at your service and on your side. Also here in the conversation is Jim Kelly, who's the author of What Are Wisdom and Intelligence by an Average Jim. Tells his story. He has great examples of things that are going on. One of the things that I wanted to speak about before we ran ourselves out of time was, you sort of touched on this, Jim, a little bit, the technology that is around. There's this mania, and it seems to be inculcated in people of all ages, but now we find the younger you are, the more you're likely to know about technology in an early age, and it, in my opinion, takes over your life. I've seen so many people of all ages become zombies in front of the screens, all of these toys, this technology that we all think we have to have. If you don't have a smartphone, you're out of it. I guess I'm out of it because I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of these things.
You'll be there soon.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not in a big hurry. You see, everybody seems to be in a big hurry because it's what somebody else has.
Yeah.
Therefore, they want them. I can't imagine that all this technology is good, frankly. It may be some, it provides some useful functions for sure, but it is creating a generation or perhaps an entire culture of zombies. And that's my term. But, Jim, you speak to this in this book. What is your spin?
Well, I'd have to say you've been reading my book. I don't have anything against technology, as I'm sure you don't.
I need technology. Otherwise, people wouldn't be able to hear this program all around the world on the Internet. They wouldn't be able to download portions of it. They wouldn't be able to learn from the website. All that stuff is good. But it's moderation, it seems to me, that needs to be taught, and parents are not teaching their children moderation.
Well, see, and you know, you just touched on the whole sort of the whole premise of the whole book. I mean, when I wrote the book, I wrote the book because I didn't write it to write a book. I wrote it to write a story for my kids. So all through the book, I'm constantly talking to my kids as mm-hmm. as if you're sitting in the same room. And I tell them many times in the book about, you know, technology and how, you know, there's no problem with it, but don't be so distracted by it that you don't, you know, what it does is it takes away themselves. It takes mm-hmm. away their heart. It takes away their soul. And they have nothing left except for, you know, they got to 20th level in some silly video game.
Well, you know, there's a story today at DougStephan.com that people think is amusing. I find it distressing. There are some zookeepers who are at the Milwaukee Zoo who have discovered somehow or other that orangutans love iPads and can learn how to use them. So if an orangutan can learn and use an iPad in his or her daily life, what does that say about humans that seem to be so enthralled by using an iPad? We're nothing. We're going down instead of up on the.
So you're saying the orangutan is coming up and we're going down on the.
It would appear that way to me.
Yeah. Doug, I mean, you and I are big fans. I grew up on television. Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of TV as a kid.
Yeah,
okay. Probably too much.
I didn't watch much TV.
But you watched a lot of TV in your day because we talk about and we love these old shows.
Yeah, I watched two or three programs with consistency. Sure. I didn't watch lots of different shows. Anyway, so what's your point?
I think that experience made me partly who I am today.
A zombie.
Personality, right. A sense of humor, maybe, yeah. Knowledge of pop culture type thing. So, I mean, I think that there is a balance. That whether it be technology, whether it be the TV, and going outside riding my skateboard with my son type thing that keeps you healthy. You can't just turn this stuff off. There has to be a healthy balance.
Nobody's suggesting you turn it off, but what I'm saying is you've just said it in essence, healthy balance. I'm saying to you that I don't think a lot of people have a healthy relationship with technology.
They've gotten to the point where basically that's where they get their intelligence, is wisdom, is by watching or going and finding something or Googling something, you know. But how many of those people, and you're being a farmer, I don't know how many acres you have, but we have 28, and I have to take care of the horses every day, and I have to go change the oil in the truck every once in a while. I gotta keep the tractor running, and I've got to go out and shovel horse manure. And, you know, how many people, you know, that are supposedly intelligent or wise that are telling people that they're not intelligent and wise, how many of those people can go out and change their oil or do anything else?
Yeah. All right, well, I think that we're touching on some things. And, Jay, in your experience as a teacher, and there's a moral side to your teaching and to your attitude towards things. I'm beginning to think that some of this stuff, I don't use the term amoral or immoral, but I think that there's a responsibility that people have who are introducing this stuff to people, let's say parents to children say, I want this, I want that. At some point, it becomes the way the stuff is promoted, and sometimes the way it's used, is moderately either amoral or immoral. I don't know, because everybody's morality is different, how you draw the line there, but it would seem to me this is worth some thought and consideration, is it not?
I want to just agree with Jim and what I think Richard was saying and all we're saying here is that we need to have balance in our life. And I think that's the big problem that we're facing today in our society, is that we're a society that lives out of balance with nature. We're a society that lives out of balance with just being whole and complete and being over-reliant on technology. And what Jim really points out so nicely in his book is that being healthy and being happy is about being whole and balanced. And the way you get that is not by being on your iPad or playing a video game, but it's like living life and just getting out there and just being, you know, connected to people, to family, love, compassion, all of that. That's at the end of the day, that's what really matters. And it's sad that our culture, our media culture, our advertising culture reinforces, you know, technology. And again, not saying technology is bad, but we need to teach our children that there are other ways to be happy than playing a video game.
Technology adds to stress. Technology takes away our inner peace. Technology is is good for things that we need, but technology takes away what this says in the book. It takes away the simple things in life.
Mm-hmm. Just the
reality's been changed. What real reality is has been completely changed by technology.
Mm. You know, and Doug, I know we need to wrap this up, but one really amazing thing with technology that just blows my mind still is my son will ask me a question, and I will not know the answer to that question. Mm. And we will walk over to the computer and look it up. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid and I didn't know a question,
you had to go to the library, the
encyclopedia.
So it's instant knowledge, no question about it. That's good.
I learned so much.
It's important to learning.
It doesn't get lost.
Yep.
I mean,
do it. Now, that's a very important side of it. But there are other things, these horrible, horrible, violent video games. That is immoral. In my book. All right, Jim, thank you for being here. What are Wisdom and Intelligence by an Average Jim? That's the name of the book. Jim Kelly is the author, and he has lots to say. He said it in this book. You ought to check it out because I think you'll get a good compass from it. Jay and Jennifer and Richie and I continue in a moment here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free BIC product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free BIC product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Everyone loves to ask what's for dinner, and when the answer is pasta, you know you can get your kids excited to share the table with a delicious and wholesome meal you can take pride in. So excited, in fact, that American households consume 12 pounds of pasta each year, according to Nielsen data. But why eat pasta plain when you can make it delicious? Barilla's line of 8 authentic Italian sauces features new recipes that provide meal options to satisfy any mood and any taste. Catherine Brooking, registered dietitian.
These sauces feature new recipes made with all-natural fresh ingredients, with the ripest tomatoes and vegetables, sautéed in imported olive oil. They create a noticeably thicker, richer texture that clings to the pasta, or as they say in Italy, hugs the pasta.
Barilla is celebrating the new recipes for these thick, rich sauces that are made to hug the pasta with the Perfect Hug Photo Contest. Submit a photo of your perfect hug on Barilla's Facebook page, and you could win a trip for 4 to Italy.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Hurry into the PetSmart Labor Day sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 18th.
All right, 14 before the hour. A couple more minutes here with Dr. Jay Kumar, drjkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R, and the insight into wisdom that he brings to us not only here but in all of the things that he does, important spins on things. So what do you make of the last half hour or so with Jim, Jay?
Oh, I think he was great. He hit the. He really emphasized something that I'd like to talk about right now, is the need for balance in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to, you know, Richie and I were just chatting in the break, saying how kids these days don't have a really strong sense of imagination or creativity because they're so plugged into technology. And one of the things I blogged about this week was, and you can go to my website, drjkumar.com, or on my Facebook page, Dr. J. Kumar, and read about it, is the need for balance in our life and how this is so vital for our brain and for our body to be healthy and strong. What happens when we are so, fixed on technology, and when we are – technology in so many ways is a great asset – but it also creates our brain to be in this constant, hyped-up, alert state.
Yeah.
And something we talked about last week, which I want to talk about a little bit more, is that there are these brain waves. There are like these four brain waves, alpha, beta, theta, and delta. And what science is now discovering in neuroscience is that people who are the most healthy and the most have the strongest immune systems are those who can have a balance between these four brain waves. And I'll quickly say what these brain waves are. Beta waves are the waves that our brain produces when we're hyped up, alert, plugged in, always on the go. It's like fight or flight, that kind of thing. But alpha waves, and Jim would love this if we had him back on, alpha waves are the waves that our brain produces when we're in nature, when we're relaxing, when we're creative and we're imagining things, when we're artistic. That is so important, and they've discovered that people who have a nice coherence and balance between the alpha and beta waves are stronger, more healthy, have a healthy immune system, and just generally are happier people. And so the key here is to understand that the ways you can cultivate more balance in your life is play, is being in nature, it's laughing, deep breathing, just relaxing every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
and not being so plugged in to technology or being amped up in our adrenaline-driven society.
Mm. You know, if people tease me that I don't have new tractors on my farm, there's a reason for that. I like the old technology and the old equipment, and it causes me to think you have to be working, thinking while you're doing things. But the other side of it is purely personal reference to those who think that I work all the time or work too hard. What you've just described in the last minute and a half is mostly me being interconnected with nature. The best way for me to do that is to be on this farm and to keep the juices of the farm flowing.
That's why you look so young and healthy and vibrant.
And that's why he pees off the porch.
There it is. That's it. The whole deal about peeing off the porch. Dr. J. Kumar is the man who has this wonderful balance that you can learn about at his website. And also as he follows through with us every week at this time. Jay, always a pleasure. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
Help. It's
Thanks,
50 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The new slideshow at DougStephan.com. Take a look at some of the damage caused by the hurricane. It was no joke. No joke. You'll see that there at DougStephan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
you Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Gaddafi's son begs the rebels, don't shoot my dad. I'm John Iannuzzi, in for David Weiss, with the news that matters. One of Muammar Gaddafi's sons telephoned the rebel commander of Tripoli and offered to surrender if he could do it without getting shot. Sadiq Gaddafi, a soccer player turned playboy, also pleaded on his father's behalf in a call late Tuesday to Abdel Hakim Balaj. He's old, and whatever mistakes he's made, we should appreciate what he's done for Libya, that according to Gaddafi's son. The rebels said that Muammar Gaddafi is being tracked with the help of informants who are trying to avoid fierce punishment after the fighting ends. Some of them know that the regime is falling and they want to make sure they don't get hurt. They want to strike deals. Usually they trace a lot of people who are not in the first inner circle with Gaddafi, but the second or third circle. Gaddafi's son said that rebels are using phone taps of people close to him to trace his whereabouts. Of course, he doesn't use the phone, but we know people around him who use phones. That according to a rebel enforcement. Meanwhile, Israel's military will give tear gas and stun grenades to West Bank settlers for expected violent confrontations with Palestinians this month. Israeli media sources reported yesterday that officials in Jerusalem are preparing for an eruption of protests after the Palestinian Authority makes its bid for statehood at meetings of the United Nations General Assembly in 2 or 3 weeks. Still to come, a man finds $150,000 in his garden in Illinois. Now what to do? But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
An Illinois man who went to pick some greens from his backyard discovered something other than vegetables this week. $150,000. Wayne Savage, a carpenter who moved in with his father because he is currently unemployed, said he found a bag full of $20 bills inside his garden. Savage said that I walked in, showed my dad, and said, now we're in trouble. Savage was simply hoping to pick some fresh broccoli and have that with some grilled beef for dinner on Monday. He had no idea where the cash came from. It wasn't my money, he told WGN-TV. What am I going to do? I don't know where it came from. Savage, who has no savings after spending his last $10 on cigarettes, feared whoever left the bag of riches might come back to collect it. He called the police. McHenry County Sheriff Andrew Zink said officers found a second bag of money in the backyard. The two bags added up to a total of about $150,000. Speculation that it was taken from a residential commercial burglary, but there haven't been any reports of large thefts in the area. Meanwhile, the feds want to know how one of Bernard Madoff's alleged accomplices blew through $300,000 in the past 7 months. Prosecutors say Annette Bongiorno admittedly had $500,000 on hand when she was sprung from jail in January, but claimed to have only $200,000 left when she asked to be released from house arrest this month. The remaining cash is still more than enough for her to run away. That, according to prosecutors, the Manhattan federal court filing also notes that Bongiorno, who's accused of helping Madoff scam at least $13 billion off his victims, had previously pegged her monthly expenses at a mere $13,000. And finally, the government yesterday dismissed three counts of perjury against slugger Barry Bonds. Jurors convicted him in April of a single count of obstruction of justice, but hung on to three of the counts of lying to a grand jury. All the charges arose from Bonds' testimony to a 2003 grand jury investigating the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative. I'm John Iannuzzi. That's the news matter.
When I thought to myself last night, as I ran outside naked and jumped into my pool.
Woo! Come on! We're freaky! Come on!
I just thought it was warm in the pool and the moon was out. And I have felt better since that new moon.
I wish you'd stop bringing up moons and naked in the pool. I'm just getting a visual here, man.
Please, whatever you do, don't imagine them together in a jacuzzi, okay? Okay, I tried to warn you. Next step is good day.